Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Here we go again. So grateful to have the opportunity to do this. This is a wonderful experience for me. Hope it's wonderful for you. Hope you're getting something good out of it. I know I am. And I think it appears Amy with two T's reviewing on iTunes is as well. I've got a review here that I'd like to read. It says, can't get enough. Thank you so much for the great podcast. I found your shows to be very informative, and everyone that I've listened to so far has contained a message relevant to my personal journey. I am grateful to you for your tireless work and positive messages. Thank you for brightening my day 5 days a week. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about this, Amy with two T's, and thank you for taking the time to do that. You guys know it definitely fuels my fire when you give me some love, some feedback, and helps us to reach new people as well. But yeah, that's the beautiful thing about this. It's your journey is my journey. We're reflections of each other. So not only is it helping me in every one of these messages is relevant. Every time you listen, it's going to be relevant for everyone who's listening. Otherwise, they wouldn't be listening, right? Isn't that such a wonderful thing? There's always going to be a takeaway. I guess I need it most of all because I'm the one listening most of all. I don't know. There's probably a few of you out there who have heard every single episode. And cheers to you guys. You guys rock. So that's... That's the thing. You know, it's always going to be relevant because it's yours. It's mine. It's coming from you. I'm an extension of you. There's only one of us, right? And that's a little bit what I want to talk about today. When you understand, you know, you're one, not only with me and the other listeners and, you know, then one step removed, the people who aren't listening in your town, and one step removed, the people in your state, and one step removed, the people in your country and this world, and on and on and on and on and it goes, right? It's all just extensions. However closely connected or apparently farther away, it's still connected. It's still the one. It's still this eternal emanation, source, love, God, higher self, whatever you want to call it. And so I want to talk a little bit about really putting that into practice and really understanding that and living from that perspective. And the reason I have a question that really inspired me to talk about that, and this question came in from Ronit, and Ronit said, I'm having trouble putting positive thoughts into practice. I've been listening to the podcast for a few weeks now, and I completely resonate with every episode. I know my thoughts create my reality, but I seem to not be able to control them lately. I'm dealing with a health issue that I've had for 2 years. While it isn't extremely painful, I'm really worried about the fact that I can't seem to get rid of the problem. I've seen countless doctors, and long story short, knowing I have this illness freaks me out. I worry constantly. I worry I'm going to die. I also worry about earthquakes. I worry about natural disasters. And I constantly catch myself and tell myself to stop and replace these positive thoughts with thoughts of gratitude. I'll focus on gratitude for 10 minutes, and the moment I'm done, my brain goes straight back to worrying. It feels like all roads lead to fear of my body failing me and fear of being in a hospital. It feels like I'm on this highway of negativity, and the positive thoughts are when I exit briefly for gas. Then I'm right back on it. I just got chills because I just realized there's a huge synchronicity in the clip that I'm about to play. Yeah, that's really awesome. The whole gas indicator. I had no clue when it just caught this. This is not planned. I exit briefly for gas. Then I'm right back on it. I'm a musician, and making music is helpful. It's like taking another exit onto a nice, peaceful mountain highway. But in the end, I always come back to the highway of negativity and fear. I want to learn how to live in a positive state and not always be two thoughts away from my worry. It's particularly hard for me because I worry so much about my health. I feel this worry is always there, just lingering in the background. When I do feel pain from my illness, that's when I feel the most worried. Please let me know what steps you think I can take or things I can practice to get my mind trained to be more positive. Any idea how I can put an end to my worried thoughts? Okay, well, what a great question. What a relatable question for anyone out there who's dealing with some sort of disease, dis-ease, right? Illness, which is really an indicator that you're out of alignment in some way. It's a feedback loop in some way. And we're going to dig into that whole concept. But and I'm not even saying that it's bad. I'm actually saying that it's good that it's an indicator. But, you know, instantly what jumps out to me, and I still can't get over, by the way, this the synchronicity of I exit briefly for gas, because the clip that I'm going to play talks about gas. It's so awesome. Gosh, it's so beautiful when things line up. The answers are waiting for us always. They're there. They want to be found. They want to be discovered. The universe wants to put an exclamation point on this for you, Ronit. It wants you to really get what we're going to talk about here. And Eckhart Tolle said it best. The secret of life is to die before you die and find that there is no death. Your fear is coming from an illusory concept. You're scared of dying, right? That's you said it. I worry I'm going to die. And when my fears are happening, that's when the pain's happening, that's when it's the worst. So you're just drumming up this fear. But your fear is based on a perspective that dying is bad. You have decided that there's something negative about that. You're worried about an earthquake. You're even worried about things outside of the illness getting you. Other things can get you too. Well, I got news. We're all going to die. The secret, as Eckhart said, is to die before you die. And death is just a word that really, what we attribute to that word isn't truth. From the ultimate perspective, death is a birth. Birth is a death. When you're born to this dimension, when you came into physical form, you died in a sense to where you came from. You don't have the memory, right? But it's still there. Same thing, when you die, you're going to be born to another reality that's going to be like, oh, this again, I remember this. Oh my gosh, I completely forgot. Oh, this is wonderful. I think of hearing something not too long ago, and the person was making a joke about it. They were like, hold on, so I die and I reemerge with all that is, infinite love, bliss, power, all these wonderful things. Oh man, that's really something to fear. Like, poor me. And that's the thing, is like, you are an eternal being that has always been and always will be. This life that you're so fearful of and clinging to is just a small, from one perspective, it's practically meaningless. It's so infinitesimally small compared to the vastness and eternalness of your being. Take your life, even if you live 150 years, it doesn't even register in when you compare that to eternity, right? Like, talk about comparing two different measurements. It's like there's just no comparison. You're an eternal being that's always been and always will be. Change is guaranteed. Change from your physical form is going to happen. Change from when you were 5 years old did happen, right? From last week, there was some change that happened, right? Right. It's always going to change, but you'll always be in the now in one way, shape, or form. And from what everyone reports that comes back, being in the now that's on the other side is so much more blissful. I mean, how many accounts, you can read account after account of people who had near-death experiences, came back, were sent back, and then are in mass depression because how wonderful, how light they were there. So I'm not saying run towards death. You're here still because you're supposed to be here still. When you're not supposed to be here, you won't be. You'll be here as long as you have an opportunity for growth. So there is no mistake. You can't mistakenly die in an earthquake because you weren't supposed to. It's always happening for you. It's always happening in divine order with your higher self's will. So our job becomes to surrender into that. That's what Eckhart Tolle is talking about here. To die before you die. Relax about it all. You're taking your life so seriously because it's all you remember of who and what you are, right? But you're really so much vaster than this little baby avatar life you've got right now. So once you can relax into it, and understand that it's a speed bump for you. It's telling you something about your vibration. Ah, thank you, speed bump, for telling me something about my vibration. A lot of times it's probably not even bothering you. You said, when it's really flaring up, that's when I'm the most worried. Other times maybe it's not flaring up as much. Even then, though, it's in the back of your mind. Well, it's not that it's in itself bothering you at that moment. It's bothering you because you think something is wrong, when really it's a vibrational indicator. If there's something, just say, relax into it. Adapt this eternal perspective that is your true state and birthright. Take that on, right? Really take that on. If there's something, say to it, there's something in this for me, I want to learn it. If there's nothing more to learn, I want to release it. Don't push against it. By making it okay, you raise your vibration to match it, and now it doesn't feel like disease, right? You're okay with what is. You're not pushing against anything. You're there to learn from it. It's your tool. It's your teacher. It's happening for you, not to you. So your whole idea of it being wrong is, the problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem, as Jack Sparrow said. So let's take a listen here. I found a clip by Abraham. This is Change Thought, Change Disease. Take a quick listen.
We see our greatest value to you in helping you to turn downstream, which is where all of the stuff that you want is. We have the wonderful advantage of being able to see clearly what you've put in your vibrational escrow. And so, from our point of view, the things that you want, it's not a question of if you can have them. Of course you can. It's only a question of when you will allow them in. And that has to do with how quickly you get a handle on these vibrational indicators and then do something about shifting them. When you go to the gas station and your gas gauge is on empty, you rarely put your head on the steering wheel and weep. I'm done. I've come to the end. Because that indicator is an indicator. It isn't a proclamation. It doesn't say on the gas gauge, empty, defeated, stupid, and life is over. It says, tank's empty, and you know what to do about it. And so the indicator is a benefit to you. You don't ever, or rarely, We've only seen it twice. Put a happy face sticker over your gas gauge because it's depressing to see it on empty. Oh, that's so much better. Now I don't have to worry about that anymore. Because you want to know if your tank is empty. And we are wanting to remind you that you want to know if you are a vibrational match to what's in your vibrational escrow or where you are in proximity to it. Because if you don't know that and you don't do something about it when you find an indicator, don't worry, it will get bigger. In other words, when you feel negative emotion, it always means that right now, the thought you're thinking is not a vibrational match to what's in your vibrational escrow. So all your hopes and dreams, the things you've been asking for, cannot come into your experience in what you would call reality as long as you chronically feel like that. That's your indicator. So many of you become used to feeling negative emotion that you don't deliberately do anything about it. You don't deliberately try to feel better because you're used to not feeling so good. It's just normal to feel sort of ornery and overwhelmed. But when you take it as the indicator that it is, and you say, oh my, I am chronically offering a vibration, thinking the same thought, developing beliefs, a belief's just a thought you keep thinking. So I've set up a vibrational habit within myself, a point of attraction, that is different from what I've been asking for and what life has caused me to create. So I'm not keeping up with who I am. It would be good for me to reach for some thoughts that feel better than these thoughts that I've been thinking and practice them until they feel more like the normal, natural thought, until that becomes a chronic thought, till that becomes a belief, until that becomes my dominant point of attraction. And now there's no resistance within me, and now the universe is delivering to me in fabulous ways the things that I've been asking for. But if you don't recognize that negative emotion as that indicator, and you don't do something about shifting the thought so that you shift the feeling, if you don't do something about changing the vibration which changes the indicator, then nothing changes in your experience. In other words, a lot of people are running around having the same experiences year after year after year, different faces, different places, but nothing in their life really changes because they're not changing their basic feeling about life. Your worldview of life has become your expectation, and your expectation is a chronic vibration that will not allow something beyond your expectation to be. So when you say, well, I wouldn't have expected anything different, we say, well, yeah. If you don't expect something different, it cannot be. So creating is really a wonderful thing. Sometimes we see someone who has a death sentence assigned to them. They've been given a diagnosis of something that is considered to be terminal. And we feel very different about it than they do because we know that even in what they think is an ominous diagnosis, that all they've got is a more emphatic indicator of vibration. That's all it is. If they would change their thoughts today and tomorrow and the next day, they could do it no matter what's going on in 30 days if they knew what they were doing. They change the pattern of thought, they would change the vibration, and then the indicator would change, which means the disease would have to dissipate because the disease is an indicator of vibration, and when vibration shifts, the disease must shift too. But so many people look at manifestation as something different than the indicator that it is. When you start to understand that the manifestations, what's in your checkbook, who's in your bed with you, who's not in your bed with you, the things that you are wanting, the things that you're living, the way your life is right now on all those subjects that are important to you, you're living the manifestational indicator of your vibration. So if you really like who's in your bed, don't change your thought. If you really like no one being in your bed, don't change your thought. If you really like what's in your bank account, don't change your thought. Don't change your vibration. Don't do anything about shifting the indicator. If you like it the way it is, just keep observing it as it is. Keep that vibration going. Keep your point of attraction as it is. But if you are seeking some change, then you must offer a different vibration. You cannot continue to look at things as they are. And do you know that most people offer the majority of their vibration in response to their observation of what is? That's why lives don't change very much. That's why so many of the people that you meet at your 20th and 30th and 40th class reunion are exactly as you remembered them back then. Because they didn't think any differently than they thought then. In other words, they're continuing the same patterns of thought. But you now know different. You now know that you are an eternal being, and you now know that you have a vibrational escrow, and you now know that you have guidance that's letting you know what you're doing in vibrational relationship with that. So you can't go back. You'll never again feel negative emotion and not know what it means. You'll never again feel negative emotion and not know that it's an indicator that's letting you know you're off in your vibration. You're not seeing it as the larger part of you is.
Wonderful clip, as always. It's all about how quickly. Oh, and by the way, the gas gauge. Don't cry about empty gas gauges, right? It's all about how quickly you get a handle on these vibrational indicators and then do something about shifting them. And what I'm saying to do to shift them is shift your perspective on life and death. You're going to die. Big deal. You've died a bazillion times. It's a part of life. It's not, relax about your little avatar. You're going to be fine. You're always going to be in another now, and you're always going to be okay. And that's been the case for everything that you can remember, right? Name a moment, even when it was challenging, that you couldn't deal with. That's always going to be the case. And from all reports of people who've crossed, it's beautiful over there. So, change your thought, change the vibration. Then the indicator, the dis-ease, has to shift too. It's just any manifestation, she's saying here, is just an indicator. It's your friend. You're living the manifestational indicator of your vibration. So what I would say, instead of just doing the affirmations and then going back to feeling, the same way, obviously that's just a little side exit, as you put it. Let's try some different things. For one, adopting a perspective that's broader, that's not based off fear of, quit resisting the idea of death, because that's happening. Die before you die, right? Expand your perspective and align with your higher self and the way it views reality. You guys have heard me talk about it a lot of times because I find it to be a fascinating sort of mental image. My friend who did an ayahuasca journey, who went and when her experience, having a experience on the other side using this plant, powerful plant medicine, and she's very intuitive and psychically gifted. So she had a full-blown wild ayahuasca journey. And she said, I went to the realm of the oversoul and I saw how these, our higher selves, how vast they are and how just incredibly immense and powerful. And they were interacting with their avatars, us, these little characters that are little pieces of them, tiny little babies. And they're playing, watching them play out on a screen and sort of playing a role. Some of them were bored watching. Their avatars were off, way off path, whatever. I don't care. It doesn't really matter. So take a little of that perspective that is you just shifted back up the sliding scale. We're just a sliding scale of perception, right? Looking through this avatar that is Brandon Beecham, this character, these attributes that I've given myself. But it's just an avatar. I could slide up the scale and start viewing my things more through my oversoul's eyes, right? And that's what we're talking about when you can adopt this perspective of relaxing. This dis-ease is speed bumps on the side of the road. Like when you're falling asleep and you're drifting off the road and you hit those bumps that are really loud and wake you up, that's all. It's just, hey, I got something to tell you. There's something to pay attention to. So wrap your arms around what's happened. Send love to it. Embrace it. Accept it. Don't resist it. What you resist persists. What you accept, you move through. So let's do new rituals, as Ron and would be my suggestion. Let's, rituals are powerful because they give energy. It's why witchcraft and these ideas of spells and all this, all it is like giving energy to things. You can make up any ritual. Make up your own. Start doing the I love my illness rain dance, light a candle and, write affirmations on it and burn them, and celebrating your issue and the lump of coal that there's inevitably a diamond hiding behind for you when you shift your perspective on it. Saw a wonderful, wonderful little poem from French poet from the 1800s. Come to the edge, he said. We can't, we're afraid, they responded. Come to the edge, he said. We can't, we will fall, they responded. Come to the edge, he said. And so they came, and he pushed them, and they flew. So beautiful. Come to the edge. Face your fears. It's You know, as Terrence McKenna said, it's a feather bed when you jump off that edge. And I've read that. Terrence talking about that same idea as this French poet whose name I won't butcher by trying to pronounce. But, same idea. Face these fears. They're a feather bed waiting. There's a gift behind them. The lump of coal that you fear so much behind your fears. You know, forget everything and run. That's what you've been doing, running from it now. Or F-E-A-R, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Have a song for you guys, for Ronit. It seems very appropriate. This one is called We Forgot. The song is by the lovely Ayla Nerio. Lyric from the song, allowing herself to become all her fears. At once was she life and grave. Hope you enjoy this beautiful, beautiful track. Hope you have a beautiful day. Love you all. Till next time, journey well.
Sun leaves the day. We forgot our bones till we're kissed with breathless cold and the light. We forgot these colors die with the darkness, dark in the dark. Faith, run away. I have chosen to be bound by these towers, saved. It is safe. We forgot the shape of the question still forming blind. It is blind. Keep me safe. These castles feeling feels fearsome, bold. It is bold. And I hold the rungs of the ladder I'm climbing. Dark in the dark, we forgot these colors die without the light. This is light. We forgot to look till we see only absence. Sitting before the moon, she asked for a vision. Bless me with sight, and all came in swift and soon. Words to the wisdom, blessings of tongue, entangled between life and grave. Grave was the pulling, life was she calling, tangled between life and grave. Allowing herself to become all her fears, at once was she alive. Allowing herself to become all her fears. At once was she life and grave. Allowing herself to become. Forgot the shape of the question still for